And now this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Midway through the week and it's Wednesday's Oh, what's occurring? Now.
Oh, what's occurring?
Text me with how you did today when the game is over on 81199. Not before, obviously, because that would be stupid.
Oh, what's occurring?
Ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Chappers.
Yeah.
Who do you think is the greatest American who has ever lived? There's a lot to choose from.
The greatest American who's ever lived?
Well, I mean, you've got Einstein. Yeah.
Right.
Wright brothers, they invented the actual aeroplane.
Okay.
Neil Armstrong, first man on the moon.
Yeah.
All Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Or Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Muhammad Ali, you'd probably say.
Yes.
But what if we asked the same question when we went out to Stupid Street?
Oh, I know.
You get me?
Yeah.
So we went on Stupid Street today and we asked, who do you think is the greatest American who ever lived? What do you think the most common answer was?
Did it today?
Huh.
I think, as it's Stupid Street, I think they might say Homer Simpson.
That's quite a good answer.
Thanks very much.
Becky.
Britney Spears.
Anything's possible on the street. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, before we play this, I need to apologise because there are a lot of roadworks on Stupid Street today. So you might have to listen a bit closer than you normally
okay.
would. Oh, why don't they just do it all at once? They dig one bit up, don't they? Then they put it back down again and they dig another bit up. Mm. Anyway, so we went to Stupid Street and we asked them, who do you think is the greatest American who has ever lived with roadworks?
Who do you think is the greatest American that's ever lived?
Greatest American. Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King, I think.
Who, in your opinion, is the greatest American that ever lived?
Leighton Meester.
Yeah, Leighton Meester. She's on Gossip Girl.
Is that the character or the actress?
The actress.
Okay, and you're agreed on this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Better than, like, Einstein.
Yeah,
definitely.
Way better.
Who do you think is the greatest American that's ever lived?
I don't know. I don't really like Americans. So, I mean, I don't have the favourite one.
Britney Spears.
Johnny Depp. Yeah.
Beyonce.
Ever.
Who is the greatest American that's ever lived?
What's her face? With the... No, is she American?
Who do you think is the greatest American?
Nicolas Cage.
No.
Si.
No.
Who is the greatest American that's ever lived?
I don't know. I quite like Britney Spears.
Go on, Becky. So it was a tie between Britney Spears and Martin Luther King.
Did they both get three each, did they?
But Becky said Britney Spears, so therefore can have the point.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, next one. Can I just relive this a second? I enjoyed that too much.
I don't know, I quite like Britney Spears.
Who is the greatest American that's ever lived?
What's her face? With the... No, is she American?
Oh, God. Right, here's the next one. Did you see a TV show on Friday called You're So Vain?
No.
It's on Channel 4. Kind of show that's right up my street. In the same way that Super Size vs. Super Skinny okay. was on last night, which I love. Anyway, it's on Channel 4, and it's about people who want personalised number plates.
Right.
Have you got one of them?
A personalised number plate?
Yeah.
No.
Have you got, like, CH4PPER5?
No, I haven't, but that's slightly worrying that you've been thinking about that, but no. Yeah. I can't think of anything worse.
Why? A lot of people have them.
Oh, God.
What do you think it says about a person, Chappers?
I think it implies that they're very, very vain.
Okay.
Can we just clear something up before you ask this question on Einstein?
Yeah.
A lot of people are texting and saying he was German, right? Mm. He was born in Germany, but then he changed his citizenship to Swiss, then Austrian, then back to German, and then finally to American between 1940 and 1955.
Okay.
All right, so I'm just giving a lot more information there.
Wow, he was all over the place.
I didn't want people to think that you were giving incorrect information.
Thank you very much for that. And thanks for all your texts. Anyway, on the show You're So Vain on Channel 4 about personalised number plates, how many times was the word Nigel mentioned?
What random question!
Right. Nine.
Nine times, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And Becky?
Five.
There's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's all the Nigels on You're So Vain on Channel 4.
It had come to this. Two men called Nigel on a driveway in Essex. Nigel made me realise...
My name's Nigel.
Nigel was an accountant. Nigel's across Britain, the top Nigel.
If your name is Nigel...
And now I was only interested in meeting men called Nigel. Wasn't enough for Nigel. The next Nigel I found...
It would be nice to be the only Nigel.
N1 GEL. That would be the perfect Nigel's plane.
But this Nigel, the ultimate Nigel, the only Nigel, ultimate Nigel. So all my Nigels were after one thing. But Nigel...
Nigel's on a Lambo. Nigel on it.
For another Nigel. Met Nigel. Nigel 1 I was after. Nigel 2.
Hi, Nigel. Nigel.
Nigel 2 had made contact with the number 1 Nigel. Nigel 1.
Dear Nigel.
Nigel. This Nigel's background. Nigel 2. But for other Nigels.
For Nigel.
For Nigel 2.
But I think Nigel.
Nigel 1.
Other Nigel.
Nigel.
Their name is Nigel.
Nigel 1 should take Nigel 2 out. And Nigel was sent on his way. Now we'd both met the top Nigel. Nigel 1. Nigel 2. Nigel. Maybe he was also realising that he didn't have to be Nigel 2 anymore. He could just be Nigel.
Oh, I need to see this show.
So do I. What's it called again?
It's called You're So Vain. It's probably on 4OD.
Oh, brilliant.
Amazing. So that was lots of people who wanted to be, wanted to have their personalised number plate as N1GEL. Bless. And 52 Nigels in that show. Becky said higher. Chappers said higher. Sorry, I was blown away by the Nigels. And so that means it's a draw. One all on today's Oh, What's Occurring? Let us know how you did, please. Thanks.
Oh.